Hey Tiger, this podcast contains language and explicit themes.
Hey, come gutter slut, mama queen. Don't forget to keep rising and keep shining as the days go on, because you don't even know, you ain't fucking give a fucking fuck, bitch, asshole. And don't forget, smile.
Bitch, here I go. Welcome to This Body. This is a podcast about being in a body. I'm your host, Sophia. How's everyone coping out there? Are we having fun yet? God damn it and fuck it all. I am so much better prepared for a Trump presidency this time around, though. In 2016, I was completely blindsided, but over the past few years, I've come to understand the American people so much better. I no longer live under the illusion of love winning or the inherent goodness presumed to reside at the core of each human. No. I understand the truth of humans now and of America, a country built on pure terror, a mimicry of hell, with some pockets of rational thought scattered around the seaboard. You can really get suckered in if you try to hold on to the notion that people are inherently decent. They are absolutely not. People live in bodies, and it's garbage in, garbage out. They may mock our California rolls and avocado toast, but they're rotted and they're never happy. Apparently it's not good enough for them that their boy won. We now must all pray for his sore leg that he hurt whilst on the golf course. Pray for Trump, they say.
Jesus Christ.
Most of these men and women who gave their vote to their daddy issues will never be able to afford a day of golf. So here we are, in a place of bad design and shriveled men and women, the popular vote. In 2016, Trump's candidacy and presidency caused me to go dead creatively. I no longer wanted to write, publish, engage in dialogue. I deleted my blog and most of my online presence and turned to teaching yoga and upskilling in that arena. There was so much noise, so many think pieces, so much rah, rah, rah.
With all that rah rah rah, you're playing yourself. With all that big gun talk, bop, you're playing yourself.
But I don't feel like that anymore. I took my time. I did a whole lot of thinking. I took many a hard look at myself. Worked on my unconscious biases. Read, talked things out with willing educators, friends, colleagues, any number of random teachers one meets in this life. And now I feel so different. I started this podcast on my own, for myself, and for anyone who might enjoy it, but I did not want to involve anyone else. I didn't want to have ads or anything that I would come to rely on. This podcast is a project of my own, not a collab, not a money-making proposition. Every day we're subjected to thousands and thousands of advertisements without our consent. And so much rah, rah, rah. On this body, I'm looking for sanity and to hold space for those who are also on that tip. It's a closed circuit and it is mine, like my body is mine. The rage I feel when I see incels take the mic and attempt to intimidate and taunt women about our human rights, it's a lot to cope with.
What the fuck is going on in here on this day?
I've been listening to that horse shit of yours for months. And you can take that crap and blow it out your ass.
I'm beyond disgusted with the wives, mothers, sisters, and white women who voted this way. I want what's best for women, but I don't claim those bitches. I know it's probably got something to do with being Stockholmed and shit, but whatever, man. That's their journey. fuck them and their mamas too. It's been a fucking crazy week in LA. I'm holding on to that Dodgers win, you guys. The day before the election, I started to feel restless and weird, anxious, I guess. I did some weird shit, like I took my cat for a drive. I cut my own bangs. And I had a weird urge to listen to that Nickelback song where he sings, "Are We Having Fun Yet?" But when I asked Tidal to search for Nickelback, it played Nicki Minaj, which was a saving grace, I guess. I dyed my hair a rose pink color. I cleaned out the bathroom cabinet. It was already clean. I made a shopping cart on fanatics.com and put about $845 worth of Dodgers gear in it. After the results were announced, I culled it down to 200 and hit buy. I ground my teeth and had dreams about New Zealand friends I hadn't thought of in years turning up at my house at the behest of the Harris campaign to comfort me. I'm not saying I like Harris at all, really, but when the opponent is a rapist, there's no conversation to be had. I got pissed off seeing the odd naive idealist pledge allegiance to Jill Stein as if we're living in a country where we have mixed member proportional representation and not hogtied to a broken two-party system. There are just too many people in this country. I refuse to live in delusion and I refuse to capitulate. The thing is, I'm going to be fine. My life is barely impacted by politics because I'm white, I have my own money, and I keep a very low profile out in the world. I can do what I want. I can move easily through all kinds of spaces, and I'm welcomed almost everywhere. On election day, my Asian American friend received an anonymous text, probably from some 16-year-old virgin in their mother's basement, telling my friend to go back to China, amongst other pearls of bog water. She doesn't move through this world, welcomed in every space she enters. Love doesn't always win. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Love doesn't win, but life's not worth living without it. And the people that I love, they're queer, they're multicultural, they're gay, trans, Asian, black. They make life worth living, and I'd rather die fighting with them and for us then live without real expansive mind expanding love. I got so fucking wasted on election night. I think I had about 4 edibles and decided to go to sleep before the inevitable result became official. I woke up once in the night but forced myself not to check my phone, deciding that I would sleep this one final sleep free from the deluge about to be unleashed upon the entire world. And yep, when I woke up and I saw his shithead on the cover of Vanity Fair of all publications, the new era was well and truly upon me. I went to the taco place for potatoes. Had a mild meltdown to the girl behind the counter. The woman behind me, a woman of color, started counseling us both, saying over and over again, "It's going to be okay. We're going to be okay." And that, of course, made me feel like a tool because it's a way easier life for me than her. That's something you can tell just by looking at us. But damn, I appreciated it. There's no way to say this without sounding annoying, but black women are so fucking impressive. On the whole, their resilience and grace is beyond my measure. And yeah, I'm embarrassed to say that I wasn't the one holding space for that stranger, that she stepped up so fast to show me the way, laboring for me, when she had every right to blame my cohort for this. So grateful for her. These past few days have felt like being inside a washing machine spin cycle with a few dozen razor blades. Oh my gosh, you guys, if you like this show, you should join me over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thisbodypodcast and join up for extra body. you'll get early access to episodes, 2 bonus episodes a month, random drops here and there, and access to old seasons. And it's a little more savage over there. It's just like the free podcast, but juicier. So go to patreon.com/thisbodypodcast. That's patreon.com/thisbodypodcast and sign up for Extra Body. You'll love it. Thanks, Tiger. Two days out from the election results, and we're seeing men online who think they fell out of a coconut tree and not their mother's cooch talk about how they own us now, how it's our body, but their choice. And I feel violent. I feel fucking bothered, man. But I'm not going to let that take my soul over. I have my voice. I'm a Californian, so I'm all good. And I have the ability to help others. If you're in LA and you want to be my guest at a yoga class, hit me up. I'm a good teacher and I can give you the tools to calm your nervous system and keep it pushing. I was going to make this a Desert Island Jukebox episode over on my Patreon, but I wanted to put this on the free feed for anyone to find. One of the songs I was going to discuss on Patreon is the song by Bruce Springsteen called Atlantic City from the iconic 1982 album Nebraska. In the 1920s, Prohibition era, Atlantic City was a playground for gangsters and corrupt government officials, and people from all over America flocked to the Boardwalk Empire to indulge in gambling and booze. It had its glory days, and then things changed and the city's fortunes took a bad turn. Try as they might to keep Atlantic City a desirable gambling vacation destination, the fact that it was only warm in summer and Las Vegas was on the map as the new Sin City with year-long warm weather, Atlantic City slid into depression. In 1984, Trump opened Trump Plaza and Casino on the boardwalk. This quote is from The Guardian. By the time it finally closed its doors in 2014, Trump Plaza was the worst performing casino in Atlantic City, taking in as much money from gamblers in 8.5 months as the Borgata Casino did every 2 weeks. A year later, Trump announced his world-changing run for U.S. president, often citing Atlantic City as proof of his business acumen. This from Forbes. The Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino was the first of 3 casinos Donald Trump owned in New Jersey, all of which eventually filed for bankruptcy protection multiple times and went belly up. Trump's legacy in Atlantic City has long been defined by self-dealing, financial trouble, and avoiding paying small mom-and-pop contractors. Gina Wislak, a retiree who lived in Atlantic City for nearly 30 years, said, "Fuck him. He screwed a lot of small businesses here in Atlantic City." I'm going to leave you with this beautiful song from The Boss, a masterclass in songwriting with 4 different layers and interpretations of death and resurrection. Leave me a 5-star rating. Review, like, share, and subscribe, my lovers. We have miles to go before we sleep. Stay true.
Well, they blew up the chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Got a job and tried to put my money away, but I got debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew what I had from the Central Trust. fast, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Now, baby, everything dies, honey, that's a bet. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair up, baby, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. It's getting cold. Maybe everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. I've been looking for a job, but it's hard to find. Down here it's just winners and losers, and don't get caught on the wrong side of that line. Well, I'm tired of coming out on this losing end. So honey, last night I met this guy, and I'm gonna do a little favor for him. Well, I guess everything dies.